CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Happy New Year. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call. Please repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet. Then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Early check-ins tonight, I have W2MJV, Mark, who is here in the ham shack with me. Then I have Mr. Fred checking in from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM. And also Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, N4IEI. Also, as an early check-in, I have Mr. Jim from Pelzer, KW4TS. Thank you for taking advantage of the early check-in opportunity. It's great to have people using that tool. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to invite Echolink stations to check in. Echolink stations only, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll give another opportunity a little later on for Echolink stations to check in as well. But, well, you're welcome, and welcome to listen in, so I'm glad you're out there. All right, we'll go ahead and begin the roll call with the radio check-in tonight. Since it is Monday, we will start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, give the last letters of your call sign. Begin with those letters. Echo Through Hotel, please call KN4HTP to check-in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We used to have a nice big group of people in Echo Through Hotel. That's my group. But it looks like we're people are ready to check in at this particular time in that group. We'll give one more shout-out to them, and then we'll catch them later on. So Echo Through Hotel, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is India Through Lima. India Through Lima, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP.
This is KO Hotel Uniform, KO4KHU, George and Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
HTP. I hope you and Mark are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the Mitt. No traffic, no comments.
For HTP. Thank you for calling the net for us. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
HTP. Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Quebec, Yankee. Joe and Taylor's, negative and negative.
HTP. Kilo, India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI-4. LZI. Andy, Table Rock. No traffic. No round tape.
This is KN4 HTP Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome George from Simpsonville, KO4KHU. Thank you for checking in tonight, George. Good to have you joining us on the radio tonight. To welcome James from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for checking in tonight, James. Next up, I have Mr. Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. Next up, I have my friend Larry and his wife Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. You sound great on the radio, Larry. Thank you for checking in. Next, I'd like to welcome Joe from Taylor's, KO4JQY. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Joe. And then Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. It's great to have you checking in. Yours is such a familiar voice. I love it when you check in. So thanks for checking in tonight, Andy. All right, at this moment, we'll take a break from radio check-ins, and we'll go to Echolink. Echolink stations, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Foxtrot 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, K4CKT, John, and I'm in Honeyah Pass, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net, and I'll be short time.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John from Honeyah Pass, KF4DKT. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. John. Good to have you on the, hear you on the radio. All right. I'd like to welcome Echolink stations listening in. That's great. No need to check in if you don't want to. It's nice to have you joining us. So we'll give another opportunity a little later on in case somebody does want to check in on Echolink. All right. We're in the middle of the group India through Lima. India through Lima. If you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us up to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. In and out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, ma'am.
Net Control, NGU, W4, never give up. Phil, Boiling Springs, portable, and negative and negative. And we have Dr. Marks, a prospective ham, listening tonight. Wendy, over.
N4HTP, Wendy, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar. November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and her daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. Check in Kilo 4, Oscar.
I know you see me on Echo Link, but I'm shadowing you tonight, so ignore my name up there. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Pat from Malden, K4OSH. Thank you for checking in tonight, Pat. Hope things are all good up there in Malden. Next, I would like to welcome Phil from Boiling Springs, W4NGU. W4, never give up. Thank you for checking in tonight, Phil. And I'd like to give a welcome to the potential new ham that's listening in. Hope Mr. Phil can answer your questions for you. If not, there are a lot of people that check in this group that we'll enjoy hearing from you, too. So if you have any questions, passing them along, and hope you feel comfortable. All right, next I would like to recognize Miss Lorena. It's great to hear you on the radio, Miss Lorena. KK4ONO. And she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4CMW, and daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they are all from Piedmont checking in tonight, Miss Lorena. Then I have Mr. Walt checking in from Inman, K4OIM. Good to hear your voice on the radio, and hope things work out for the shadowing. All right. Looks like we'll give another opportunity at this time for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Net Control, here is Kilo Mike 4, Oscar, Oscar, Charlie. My name is Mike, and I'm in Northwest North Dakota.
HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mike, checking in from Northwest North Dakota, KM4OOC. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mike. How is the weather up your way? Can you give us just a quick report?
I sure can. We've had beautiful weather here for the last 3 weeks, actually. It's highs in the 30s today. It's still 28 here on the prairie. We had sunshine all day, clear skies, and looking for a high close to 40 tomorrow. Very unusual mild weather for us this time of year. As a point to that fact, during the week of Christmas in 2016, we had two blizzards back-to-back that were both in excess of 75 mile an hour winds, and my youngest daughter-in-law's little brother lives a half a mile up the road from us, and we all had to go up there with skid steers and shovels and dig him out of his house. So that gives you a comparison to this year, and we're all real thankful for the mild weather. Hope we don't get any snow this season, but I'm not naive enough to believe that we won't. Thank you for asking. KM4OOC.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you. That gives us a big perspective on what life's like up in North Dakota compared to what it's beautiful weather we're having down south here. I'll bet your skies are beautiful. All right, we're going to go back to our radio check-ins. We're in the group Mike Through Papa. Mike Through Papa, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Boy,
HTP. Now, Kilo, Golf, 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India. That's Don. And checking in my wife, Linda. Kilo, Golf, 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And we're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This time I'd like to welcome Don from Piedmont, and he brings along his wife Linda, KG4, PFI, and KG4, QLQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Don. It's good to have you joining us on the radio. Good to hear your voice. All right, is there anyone else in the group Mike through Papa, that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
4HTP. Again, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
ATP, if you would, please check in Kilo, November 4, Tango, Zulu, Whiskey. It's Gabriel, Mobile, Hendersonville, and I'll just be in and out. Appreciate it.
KN4, PHT. Kilo, November 4, Sierra, Whiskey, Bravo, Matt, Portable, and Beasley. Good evening from the Honey Badgers, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Gabriel, checking in from Hendersonville, KN4TZW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Gabriel. Then I have my friend John, KN4RJN, checking in from Inman. John, I have you down for some rag chew later, so thank you for that. And then I'd like to welcome Matt, checking in from Easley, Portable, KN4SWB. Thank you for checking in tonight, Matt. Good to hear you on the radio. All right, we'll give one more shout-out to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP.
4HTP, please check in Kilo, November 4, Sierra Mike Kilo, Doug in Tocoa, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative tonight, $73 on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Doug from Tocoa, KN4SMK. Thank you for checking in tonight, Doug. Good to have you join us on the radio. All right, we'll go ahead and move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Or HTP. Please check in and out Kilo 4 Zulu X-ray K4ZZX. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. Z73's to you and all on the net.
Outside of Asheville. I'll be in and out. Thank you.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Steve, checking in from Paris Mountain, K4ZZX. Thank you for checking in tonight, Steve. Hope you have a good evening. Next up, I have Greg, N3ZL. Greg, I didn't hear where you're checking in from. There's a lot of scratchiness in coming across on my radio with your signal. If you could check back with your location, that would be great. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'll look up information for Greg, or it's okay for me to have that spot not filled in, although I do like a perfect logbook. I know I don't get anywhere near there, so. Thank you for checking in tonight, Greg. It's good to have you joining us. All right, one more shout-out to the group Uniform Through Zulu. Uniform Through Zulu. Anyone else who'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll go ahead and move us up to the next group, which is Alpha Through Delta. Alpha Through Delta, if you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP.
HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor say negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
KN4HTP. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer. Negative, negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Wendy.
4HTP. Wendy and Mark, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
For HTP. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. David in Easley. No traffic, no comment. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
This is KN4HTP. Net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dave from Inman, KO4AOW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave. Good to have you join us on the radio. Next, I'd like to recognize Jim from Taylor's, KO4BDM. Welcome tonight, Jim. Thank you for checking in. Next up, I'd like to welcome Jerry checking in from Anderson, N4DJC. I believe Jerry has a net that goes in Anderson at 8:30 on weeknights. So if you get a chance, please pop into that net and check in. Next, I'd like to welcome Dave checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dave, and thank you for all the work you do to help keep this net running smoothly. Next up, I'd like to recognize Gary checking in from Easley and his wife, Joy, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Thank you for checking in tonight, Mr. Gary, and please say hello to Miss Joy. Then I have David checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. That call sign just like music, KB2BYQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, David. It's good to have you joining us on the radio. All right, is there anyone else at this time, Alpha through Delta that would like to check in? Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open it up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone who has radio privileges who is listening in and would like to check in, that would be fantastic. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP, please check in WP4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you and everybody on the net, and hope you have a good night, good week. Just check me in and out, please.
Net Control. Again, this is November 3, Zulu Lima. November 3, Zulu Lima, again with the recheck of my location out of Asheville, just on the west side of Asheville, in a little town called Candler. Candler, thanks.
This is JKN4 HTP net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Dan, checking in from Northern Simpsonville, WB4FEE. Thank you for checking in tonight, Dan. Hope you have a good night also. Nice to have you join us on the radio. Then I want to thank Greg, N3ZL, for that recheck. I have you on the west side of Asheville. Sounded like Candler. I'm glad your setup lets you reach us clear down here. It's great. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for that recheck. All right, we're going to give another opportunity to our Echolink stations. Echolink stations, if you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I just want to welcome all of our Echolink stations listening in. You're welcome to listen in. Great to have you along. Give opportunities for check-in in case you'd like to, but we're happy to have you there. So I appreciate it. All right, we're going to go with the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Anyone who'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. At this time, I'd like to check in with John, KN4RJN. What does your night sky look like tonight?
HTP, this is KN4RJN. Well, I took the dog out a little while ago, and it was fairly cloudy. I didn't see a whole lot. Of course, it's been cloudy most of the day, so I'm not seeing anything in the sky tonight. And my chocolate sensor didn't go off, so I'm assuming you didn't bake anything this evening.
KN4HTP, you're right. No chocolate on the sensor tonight. We had a nice dinner. And, well, I don't know. I didn't make any chocolate, but we did have chocolate ice cream for dessert. It was left over from Mark's mother's birthday from last week. So she turned 80. She's doing great.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, I'm not sure my sensor's set for ice cream. I'm not sure it can pick that up. It's the fumes off of baking something chocolate that it's calibrated for. Although, I have to recalibrate it for cinnamon rolls because you fooled me that one night.
KN4HTP, yeah. That was a good one. They were yummy too, so those cinnamon rolls. When our son Max comes home, I get a little more motivated on the desserts. So have to do a little extra effort there because it's so fun to have him home. I wonder if that'll continue his whole life. I think it will continue for me, but I'll always love having him come home to visit. But it's so hard to let them be adults and go off and have their own life and not be the everyday 24/7 parent anymore.
Yeah, when my kids were little, we talked about the empty nest syndrome, and I said, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And I did look forward to it when they finally got out of here, but now that there's grandkids, it looks like we're going to have to move up to North Dakota, a little bit outside the range of this repeater, I'm afraid. Although, me and Dave are starting to put together a plot to try and link the Mount Mitchell repeater to this repeater on certain nights of the week and see if I can still stay in the game with the folks down here, but that remains to be seen. But it'll be a month or two before that happens. Otherwise, what's going on in your world, Alan?
Well, it was cloudy here at our house today, kind of gloomy. Got a message from I've been going into physical therapy for my Achilles tendon, and I got a message from them that they're shutting down the office because of COVID, which doesn't give me any peace of mind because I was there last week, so I'm going to call them back tomorrow and see how bad it is, but I might have to make myself stay in for a couple of weeks, not, uh, Not ready to face that yet. Not that I have trouble with going out, but just the possibility that I've been exposed to catching it. Not what I want to have happen. But on a lighter note, let's see. It's been a nice day, nice weekend. We enjoyed a lot of time together, and Mark took down the lights on the outside of the house. I put the Christmas tree away, and just little odd jobs like that around the house. Feels good to get them accomplished, get things a little bit organized more in the storage room, things like that.
That I finally finished the last step coming down to the basement here. Had to redo the steps. I've got a flight that comes down to a landing and then another flight that comes down to the basement. And the flight coming down to the landing, I didn't like it. It's what they call cafe steps. There's no stringer. The funny-looking sawtooth piece of wood that holds up the steps, there was no stringer. It's just sitting on little pieces of wood screwed into a board on the side of the thing, and some of those are starting to come out, and which is not good because it's about a 10-foot drop from the top step down to the basement floor. So I put stringers in and redid those steps, and then my son's dog chewed up the bottom step of the last step down to bottom, and we're getting ready to put the house on the market. So I said, okay, I need to replace that thing. So had to stain it, put the polyurethane on it, and all that happiness. Finally got all that done and nailed that sucker in this evening. So I'm done with that. Now we get to work on the shower.
The jobs can drag on, take up all the day, and then suddenly it's evening. Time to hopefully relax a little, put your feet up, enjoy a nice beverage. I noticed with the repurposing of the majority of aluminum cans with this pandemic, that evidently there was a short of aluminum cans, and so my favorite, Fresca, which is a diet soda, was hard to find. It just virtually disappeared, and it took me a while to realize it was because of the aluminum cans were being used, taken to a higher purpose, to house beer, and that's why there was no Fresca available. But I, whenever I find it now, I buy it up so I can enjoy it. About a can a day is my habit, and it is very relaxing for me.
Fresca? I didn't even know they still made that.
Gotta look for it. It's not very popular anymore these days. What else did they make at that time? It was like Tab and I don't know. There were a few back in those days, but Fresca was always my favorite.
I think I've even seen a can of Fresca in about 20 years. Like I said, I didn't even realize they still made that. I thought that disappeared, but apparently it's still out there, I guess.
Yeah, it is interesting because there are several things like candies that we used to get when we were kids that we can't find anymore or that are very rare. I've noticed if you want something old-fashioned, you can go to the Mass General Store in downtown Greenville, and they have a bunch of old-fashioned candies in the back. But we used to get Big Hunks and Chico Sticks and bottle caps and things like that that you just can't find anymore.
Well, yeah. Of course, I never cared for Fresca much anyway, so, but yeah, I didn't realize they still made that. In the beer category, one of the things I haven't seen in a while, I'm sure it's probably still floating around out there, is Pabst Blue Ribbon and, what was it, Carlson's Black Label? I believe that's what it was. I never heard of that. My friend mentioned Ballantine, but I never heard of that. I don't think I've ever seen that. But, yeah, in any event. So, steps are done, shower's next. And then I've still got a load of mulch I've got to get out of the way and fix my bird bath. It keeps falling over. I've got to find a solid thing to put that on. But things here and there, inside and out, that we got to take care of so we can get this house on the market and get it sold.
I suspect it'll sell pretty quickly, but the you're right, the stairs were a top priority, and shower doesn't sound like very much fun to repair, but I'm sure that'll be great too once you're finished with it. Have you, talking about your bird bath, when do you start seeing hummingbirds around your place?
Seen a few around here, usually late spring, early summer. And, first one I saw, I was sitting out on the screen-in porch on the back deck, and something went buzzing around me, and it sounded like a small helicopter. And I thought, my God, what kind of bug is that? And I looked up, it was a hummingbird flitting around. I've seen two or three of them out here, but I don't see a whole lot. But they're usually late spring, early summer before I see them.
Can be quite a bit like a helicopter with their rapid fire wings. They can reverse directions and seem to hover still in the air, even though their wings are flapping a mile a minute. But yeah, and I apparently some are small that you could mistake them for a large insect. So, but that was kind of funny when you realized.
I thought it was some kind of giant June bug or something. I heard that thing buzzing behind me, and I turned around and thought, my God, what kind of bug is that? And it turned out to be a hummingbird. What I do have is several blue jays and cardinals that are in love with my crab apple tree just off the corner of my porch here. And I've seen, God, 6, 7, 8 male blue jays at once in that tree, just squawking and carrying on and having a good time, or whatever it is they're doing.
I haven't seen too many cardinals this year, but we keep getting a large flock of robins that come through. They just perch all over the trees in the backyard, like, you know, like 8 to 10 per tree, and they're pretty silent, not much chirping going on. I just hear the flap of wings, so... but I one time I went out there and they took off, so they weren't really settled for the night or anything, but I thought they might be.
Seen too many robins. I do have a collection of crows that inhabit the backyard that are about the size of small pterodactyls. Things are huge, and of course they, you know, squawk and carry on and holler. I don't know what they're doing with each other, but they're making a lot of noise when they decide to make it. But there's a bunch of them back here on occasion.
Yeah, the last time I was out with my dog, and she's been approved since her surgery to do some running. But the lawn's pretty wet, but she was out there racing around in her figure eights and kicking up some... Well, I guess mud, because it's been so wet. Mud would be the best description, but she and I were out there for a while, and even though it wasn't very sunny, she was enjoying doing her inspection of the backyard for a while, so it was kind of nice out there today.
It wasn't as cold today as it has been, but I'm sure the gentleman in North Dakota that's listening to us talking about how cold it is down here is zuffling, but it got up, and I'm not sure what it got up to today, but it didn't feel as cold. Of course, the wind wasn't blowing as bad today, but the other day I took the dog out, and I was like, Lord, dog, do what you need to do and make it quick, because it's cold out here. That wind was blowing, and I don't know what the temperature was, but it was way too cold for my taste.
I think today we are in the 50s, so that feels pretty normal for this time of year, although who knows what normal is anymore, because our friend Mike in North Dakota says it's in the upper 20s and low 30s, and it's fabulous weather for them. So, but normal for us, I think, is in the 50s at this time of year.
Well, listen, you tell Mark we said hi, and come on back on out here and see if there's anybody else needs to check in. I know Walt's trying to shadow you, so you might want to let him know how many check-ins you got and see if he managed to keep up. I got his echo link up, and he's going to try and start filling in some of the holes we've got for net controllers. But I'll say 73s. Y'all have a good evening, and I'll back on out of here. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
This is KN4HTP. Thank you for staying on the radio tonight. Do some rag shoe with us, John. I appreciate it. All right. Looks like I might have another EchoLink station up, so we'll go to EchoLink station. If you'd like to check in at this time, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Tell Mark we say hello. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. I'll be over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net. Kind of got a little lost in time there. I was watching the Alabama and Ohio State game.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Kevin from Fountain Inn, KN4UBG. I haven't tuned in that game at all. I hope the team that you're rooting for is doing well. Thank you for checking in tonight, Kevin. All right. At this time, I'd like to check and see if I've missed anyone for comments or for check-ins. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
Please check in. Kilo November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, that's KN4LQO. Ryan, I'm in Scoer, Georgia. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for calling at 73.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Ryan, checking in from Tocoa, KN4LQO. Thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you have a good evening also. All right, we'll give another shout out for check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. If you'd like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It looks like Dave W4DJW will be running the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure he would appreciate you taking the time to check in with him. Also, I'm excited that K4OIM Walt from Inman is considering becoming a net controller. That will be awesome. You have a great voice on the radio, and I will really enjoy checking in with you. So welcome. Let's see. The net report will be submitted electronically tonight, and I will break for a minute and fill in the form so the automatic net report can transmit. So if you'll hold a standby for just a moment. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
HTP.
This is KN4HTP.
This is K4AM. Walt, you're not going to have to amend your report. Looks like I've done pretty good. My account was the same as yours. And I've got one disadvantage. I've got the computer, but after I had that stroke, I got three fingers on my left hand that don't want to work. So I'm having to keep a paper log. But I'm doing pretty good with that. The count's right, and the getting about all of the names and most of the locations and all of that. And this has just been the third night I've tried to shadow. So maybe another week or so I'll be ready to help Dave out. K4OIM.
K4OIM, that sounds great. I keep my log on paper as well. It's the way I started it out, and now I like having the paper record. And I have two pages ready to go each night, and have them so that they're a two-page spread, which helps me. And yeah, sometimes it's hard to get the the name and location, because I'm always focused on the call sign, which is the hard part, but I've noticed that nobody seems to mind when I check back to get their name or their location. So I'm impressed. Sounds like you're doing great, and I'm really glad you're going to become a net controller. That'll be awesome.
Owner came down here this afternoon after she got off of work, and I was on the Brawler's website downloading some of the material I needed. And my daughter looked at my logbook, my pad here where I followed Mark last night. She said, "Daddy, what in the world?" And she looked up there and got my clipboard down with my logbook on it that I keep for my HS stations. She said, "Look how beautiful your handwriting is there. Now compare that to that scratch pad you got down there. I can't understand a thing." I said, "Well, honey, this is shorthand for 2 meter net."
Sounds good. Yeah, every once in a while I write too fast and I can't read my own handwriting, so it happens. It happens because you do have to get practiced at writing fast. The other thing that helped me was to gather together a list of people who frequently checked in, and that way, if I missed a name or a location, I could just go back to the list and look it up by call sign, and then I could fill in. Oh well, last time they checked in from Easley, and so I can assume they're in Easley again this time. So that helped me to kind of make a master list of people who checked in. But you may not need a tool like that. I don't refer to it anymore, but in the beginning I did. Head comment.
KN4LQO. On the net that I started at our with our club, we didn't start with any kind of software, and we're actually looking at getting into software, but I still do a paper log with mine, and before I was taking it all on Excel spreadsheets, and we don't really have that big of an outreach with our repeater, and it's one thing to sit there and talk to somebody for, 45 minutes to an hour on 2 meters and memorize their call sign, but the second you step up to the plate and they call out their call sign, every instance of their call sign loses your head, and then you forget their name or their location or parts of their call sign, you get it wrong. So it is a struggle, but it's one of the fun things I think about being a net controller is it does help your memory. But Walt, I do hope to hear from you whenever I check in. I do hope to check in with you, and I'm glad to hear that you are doing well with your log. And Wendy, you did a great job calling the net tonight. Thank you so much. 73 for the all be clear.
KN4HTP. Thanks, Ryan, for your encouragement and comments there. Yeah, it just takes practice and getting comfortable with it. So, but everybody's friendly on the radio, and they don't mind checking back in with you, and it gives us all good experience, and I agree. It's definitely improving my memory. So, great point. Thank you for contributing, Ryan. You have any other comments, Mr. Walt?
KI4LZI would comment.
Andy?
First started listening to this net back 76, 77, late 70s, 80s, and 90s. This net here used to frequently had a minimum of 65 check-ins and a lot of times over 100 check-ins. Back in those days, that was before the days of internet and cell phones. Of course, I didn't have my license then, but I was listening long before I got my license. The check-ins that's on this net now is very puny to what it was back in those days.
It's hard for me to, I believe that. That's pretty cool, but it's hard for me to imagine a net with 100 check-ins. That would take over an hour for sure. Wow. I'll bet that was pretty fun to listen to.
Gary's net, we had the SWAT net. I know a lot of times it goes to midnight and sometimes 12:30 in the morning. Go ahead, Walt.
Forward to seeing you again, Andy. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I was the one with the neck brace on at the Ham Fest 2 years ago down there at Spartanburg. And your call, your name, and your location, quick as I hear your voice, it's already wrote down on my book.
What y'all say, you get to doing it enough, you'll know them by the minute you hear the voice. That's what like I was saying earlier about how many check-ins this net used to have. I mean, this net used to go for hours back in the 80s and 90s, but since all the technology, you know, the internet, cell phones, and all this, this net has dropped off to it's about nothing anymore today.
What bothers me is some of them check in like they're running an auction somewhere, and they don't use the proper phonetics in their call sign, and they run their call off so fast they ain't no way to copy it down. K4IM.
It's pretty challenging. That phonetic alphabet is really a great tool, and it really makes all the difference in being able to hear the voice over the radio.
LCFID. Yeah, if you had listened way back on this net way back in those days, you know, like some of these nights here in the past, a little bit, we used to have maybe 28 check-ins, 33 check-ins and stuff like that. Back in those years back then, that was unheard of on this Briar's net. Very much unheard of.
After that, Andy, I was living down at Spartanburg, and I was like you. I didn't have a license, but I had a 2-meter mobile that I monitored the Briar's net and the Spartanburg net down there. But you're correct. They run 75 to 100 every night.
That'd be really fun to do. Maybe we should put the word out. We want to get everybody who possibly can to check in on a certain night and see how high we can get the numbers. That'd be pretty awesome to do a 100-night check-in.
On your net, not mine.
MCI. Well, the thing about it is, back in those days, we didn't have cell phones, we didn't have the internet, and amateur radio, needless to say, was a lot more populated and active back then. I was, all I was using, that's how I found out about amateur radio. I've had, since 1976, 3 or 4 scanners, and they all had 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and this repeater here is the first one I picked up Christmas of 1976. And today, to the way it was then, it's like a difference in day and night.
And for HTP. Sure, Walt, I'll take the 100-night check-in. That would be a really fun challenge.
I see my daughter flickering the light up there. That means it's time for Daddy to come in, or she'll be down here and make sure I got my walking stick before I walk back up there and go to bed. So I'm going to say 73 to you and Andy. So K4IM will be clear on y'all's finals.
Oh, I just remember those days, back in those days, and I still remember a lot of call signs of people that are long now dead and gone that used to be on this repeater in those days, just to show you how intent I listened. But the internet and cell phones and all this tech stuff has really put a hurting on the amateur service in certain ways. Go ahead, Wendy, KI4LZI.
KN4HTP. Good night, Walt. Thanks for listening in and studying up to be a better net controller. Yeah, Andy, you have a pretty impressive memory, I have to say, and it's kind of nice to hear the stories about the radio in the. It's not really old days, but you know, earlier days. Let's put it that way.
the guy, if I hadn't had a hearing issue and had trouble copying the CW, I probably would have got my license way back then, but I got a little hearing issue, and the CW caused problems for me, but I did listen in here for, like I said, I got my first receiver in Christmas of 76, and this net here now, to the way it was then, I mean, the checking account is extremely puny anymore, very puny.